This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, November 20th. Well, the wheat market appears to be under some pressure Friday from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Todd Horwitz.
We can call wheat a pretty ugly trade at the moment, a little bit higher today, but we can see the support is held, and what we're looking here for is the ugly flush, which I think we've now seen. We've made an attempt to take out the contract lows once again, but yet have now held up here. And I think now what we're looking for is the overall to be able to buy wheat. You know, one of the things we have to remember about looking at these contracts is that the commercials have been trying to push down very hard here, and they have not had a lot of great success at really flushing it out. And overall, you've got a slow market drift. As the equity markets continue to drift higher, grains and agricultural products tend to typically drift a little bit lower.
Chicago December wheat prices closed Friday up 5 3/4 at 427.5. December corn was up 6.5 at 343.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day down 4.5, ranging from 515 to 535. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for November were up 5, ranging from 577 to 587. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for November were up 4 3/4, ranging from 755 to 765. Live cattle for December were down 70 cents at 118.77.5. November feeder cattle were down 217.5 at 151.40. And November class 3 milk was down a penny at $16.79.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.